functional recycling, a lot of times people think specifically of clothing, and they think of only items that are in super good condition that someone else might want to wear. And what's really interesting about textiles is that not only the stuff that you might want to pass on and give a new home that someone else can wear in terms of clothing, you know, that stuff's recyclable, but you can also recycle things that maybe somebody doesn't want to wear, because what happens to items that you donate to reuse locations, they actually separate it through, and they pick out the items that can be resold and given to people, you know, locally as well as across the world. And then there also are items that aren't good enough per se to be worn, but those items can actually be recycled into rags, which are used in commercial and industrial situations. And then a third step is that the items that can't even be made into rags, you know, they're not quite good enough for rags either, those items can actually be further broken down and recycled into items that can be made into soundproofing equipment, carpet padding, insulation, yarn, and even paper. So there's a great market out there for all of these items, regardless of the quality. So we encourage people to recycle things, even if they think, oh gosh, I'm not sure somebody would want to wear this, it's got a spot on it, you know, that stuff should definitely still be recycled. And also we want to remind people that textiles don't only include clothing. Textiles also include items like linens, towels, even shoes and pillows, purses and stuffed animals. So there's a whole host of items that are actually considered textiles that can be recycled.